Macquarie Cup final day. I'm joined by Donegal man, Mahara man, very much Mahara man today, Willie McAteer. Willie, first time the Macquarie is going to Mahara since 2016. How does that sound?
It sounds good, to be honest, Mal. I know we were there in 2020, the game that was never played because of COVID, obviously, but being back in a final was great. Winning it, as you know, is even better. Them finals are, it's great being the final, but I think people, when you get there, you've got to be coming away with the silverware, haven't you?
I just mentioned O'Connor Glass there. I can't believe it's that length of time, and he said the same since he was the last man to lift the cup for Mahara. But could you have invented a worse start for your team to face with two goals in the first half?
No, if I was going to come up with starts, I probably would have given ourselves them two goals. Funny, we were caught just with mistakes, maybe more so than being torn apart. And I felt that the other way, we'd opened them up a few times, maybe left a couple of chances behind us, good goal chances, and we ended up coming away with nothing some of them times. But we felt at half time, even though we were maybe four down, I think
four
it was at half
eight,
time.
8-4.
We still felt at half time that we're very, very much in the game. We felt as though we had maybe opened them up a wee bit easier going one way, and we knew if we could tighten up and stop conceding at the other, that we would get right back into it.
Was the big factor the fact that not only had you to overturn a 4-point deficit, it was keeping them out because they did prove dangerous? Which was more important in there?
Listen, I'll be very, very good forwards. If you leave them one-on-one there, you're asking for trouble. The likes of McCahill, Muldoon, Carr, they're top players. Like, and suppose it was getting that balance right. We really wanted to go after their kick out. That was probably the biggest strategy we had today. We felt as though we could really get at them on their own kick out. And it was that mixture of that and not leaving yourself wide open at the back. How could we best force them long without leaving ourselves vulnerable to the counter or over the top?
45th minute, Cormac put you ahead for the first time from a free up on the far side. But at a stage then, you were leaving Padraig O'Kane nearly 1-1 on Conor McCall. You sort of had to do that.
Aye, well, to get back into it.
Because it was a balance.
Aye, it was getting that balance. To be fair now, he wasn't left one-on-one. We were trying to filter men back and trying to sneak somebody in the back door to cover him an odd time there. But listen, we trust our defenders. We trust our boys to work hard, that they get back and get in positions, and that's the way it turned out there.
Final couple of points. What moment did you realise it was turning for you, if there was one?
Don't know. Very early in the game when we opened them up, even though we weren't getting the scores on the board, when you're opening a team up like that, it gives you that wee bit of hope that what you're doing is right. Probably there was maybe you mentioned earlier there was a turning point there where we turned over two of their bigger players in the space of about 30 seconds. And at that point you were thinking, aye, we've got the bit between our teeth here. We'll take a bit of stopping here today.
And the final point, massive colour here. There was a St. Patrick dressed up in green, even though it's not St. Patrick's Day anymore. But it's St. Patrick's Day today. But what an occasion.
Listen, it's a huge occasion, huge for everybody in and around the Mahara area. All the clubs that feed into us, your Balahis, your Swatras, your Glens, your Slackneels, Lavies, all the clubs that feed into us there. We've boys there today. We had two from Drumcern start and one from Drum. You know, it's not just the bigger clubs round. When the boys come in the door, they're not representing their clubs anymore. They're representing Mahara. And for the whole community around us, it's huge. Brilliant to have the likes of Sean Marty Lockhart, Chrissy McKeag, and the know-how they bring there in big days. Having Ollie Cummins on board too with the strength and conditioning, and Tiernan McHugh, everybody calls him Turlin now. He's a lesser known big brother, unfortunately, for Tiernan. But no, having the likes of them boys on board, we've been given the setup there, we've been given every opportunity to go out there and achieve, and thankfully the boys really bought into that this year. It was massive.
You played yourself down really well there, Willie, but you can now relax and the pressure's off. The cup's on its way back down the Glen Sheehan, so congratulations.
Thank you, Mel.